Good day. I'm Paige Estertori for Financial Services Online, bringing you a wrap of the most important stories shaping the insurance industry this week. In recent news, Australia's general insurance industry reported record profits, amounting to an impressive after-tax profit of $7.3 billion in the last financial year. Definitely their best performance in over a decade. This financial success is garnered from lower-than-expected catastrophe losses and high investment returns. Yet, this boom has triggered a public debate about fair pricing practice as consumers grapple with affordability. Actuarial firm Taylor Fry warns of higher scrutiny on premium rates in the wake of these elevated profits, emphasizing the importance of evaluating insurance performance over time. More on regulatory matters, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC for short, revealed troubling inconsistencies in insurers' claims handling practices. Particular areas of concern cited by the ASIC include insufficient oversight in expert reports and poor communication with consumers. With the potential violation of financial services licensee obligations and the General Insurance Code of Practice, it's evident that these gaps in service and compliance pose a serious risk to consumers. Enhancements in these areas are urgently called for in order to build consumer trust and follow regulatory duties. While insurers reveled in a triumph last year, reports suggest they are bracing for a slowdown in profits this year. Expert predictions from consulting firm Finity suggest a decrease in the return on equity, pegging it at 13%, more aligned with the targeted range of 10 to 15%. This adjustment in financial performance, warped by moderated premium growth and softening market conditions, is bound to impact the availability and pricing of insurance products. A final note on Australia's leisure sector, where rising liability insurance costs are casting shadows. Public liability insurance expenses are causing ripples across areas like live music venues and amusement parks, leading to lesser services and delayed investments. The Australian Amusement, Leisure and Recreation Association bemoans the dearth of insurers willing to cover such high-risk sectors, and appeals for concerted interventions from industry stakeholders and government authorities alike. And that wraps up our weekly insurance bulletin on behalf of Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay secure. As always, for more information about personal and business insurance, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.